Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! Get back in there at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
But we won't let that happen to you. Nope, because we're going to make sure you have the bullish case with the buy of the week and the bearish case with the sell of the week, but we will never encourage you to be piggish, that's for sure. Charles Rotblat is the editor of AAII Journal, the author of a terrific book that will give you a lot of methodology on, hey, I want to follow basic, simple strategy and be, as the title says, better good than lucky. That's the name of the book. And he joins us every week, twice a week, first to give us the buy of the week, then to give us the sell of the week. If you want more information, AAII.com or follow Charles on Twitter, at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
The buy of the week yesterday was E-Trade Financial Corp, ticker symbol ETFC. Our sell of the week is
Intel.
That's ticker symbol INTC, and among the folks who will be disappointed to hear you say that will be my youngest daughter, because I know she's got Intel in her stock portfolio. Why are you making her unhappy today, Charles?
Now I feel like the heel. Intel, we recently sold it from our AAII dividend investing portfolio. And usually when we talk about sell of the week, there's usually something going on with the company, perhaps earnings, perhaps revenues. And this is a little different situation, but it really points out the importance of understanding why you bought the investment, tracking your company for changes, and being willing to react when something does change. In this case, part of the reason we bought Intel was not only because it was a very fundamentally sound company, but more importantly, it had a high dividend and it had a commitment to dividend growth. The commitment to dividend growth has disappeared. Previously, the company had been announcing dividend hikes over the summer. Last summer, we didn't get a hike, but what's curious is previous to 2011, the company announced its dividend increases in November or near the end of the year. So our thought was, well, they're skipping the dividend now. They're just switching back to their old practice of raising dividends at the end of the year. We wait till January, no dividend hike. No mention as to why there's not a dividend hike. No mention as to whether or not they think the yield's high enough. We could speculate about what's going on with Intel's dividend policy, but the reality is we really don't know. But we do know the company has gone from being committed to raising its dividends to not raising its dividend at all. And being that we hold this in a dividend investing portfolio, a dividend growth portfolio, that changed the reason why we bought the investment. So we got out of it. Secondarily, though, we are concerned about the company's sluggish growth. We're concerned about PC sales continuing to be sluggish. Intel still hasn't made huge inroads into the mobile market, into the tablet market. So that is a secondary concern. But our biggest thing is that this company was a dividend grower. We bought because it's a dividend grower, and now it's no longer that.
The stock itself has changed, but for a lot of folks, this is the kind of thing that you kind of look at and you go, they have such a dominant position in the market. It's going to be something that you can buy and hold for a long time and never feel bad about holding it. You're making the case here that you could feel bad about holding it. So how bad can it get in the short term? And does the cut in dividends make you want to tell people, hey, if you've got that long-term view, you need to change it?
This is a case where you look at it, and I don't think the company itself is going anywhere. It's very fundamentally sound. It has about $20 billion in cash and short-term investments. So it does make it very curious as to why all of a sudden they're keeping the dividend steady. And maybe they're just happy with the 3.8% dividend. Maybe they're thinking about acquisition. But when you look at the stock, it's hard to see where the upside catalyst is going to come from. If there's no dividend growth, industry sales aren't very good. Gartner said sales fell in the fourth quarter. And even though they do expect PC sales to have bottom, Gartner also recently noticed that when you look at emerging market countries, people's first device tends to be a smartphone. Their second device tends to be a tablet, not a PC. People aren't looking at PCs, so the whole environment's changing. I mean, even though some of these hybrid computers are starting to gain a little bit of steam, a little bit of attraction, they're really not taking off, and Windows 8 itself was not very well accepted. So I think this is a case where the company itself is very fundamentally sound. You know, a lot of times we talk about these stocks dropping in value. Intel's PE is pretty much about average at 13, average to where it's historically traded at. So I don't really see it necessarily a big decline in its stock's price, but I do think there's a very big opportunity cost because I don't see what the catalyst is to drive the stock price higher. And if you don't have the dividend growth, the dividend being raised either, you're really at the end of the day possibly looking at a situation where you have a stock that's going to sit there versus where your money could be in another investment working better for you.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger side, is that missing opportunity cost. Is this also a case that, because you're talking opportunity cost, it's not the kind of thing where you're saying, hey, you're going to suffer a massive decline, but it is the kind of thing where you're going, this stock's future is not as good as its past, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this company is still very solid, and the company is not going anywhere. But again, the stock's going to pretty much move with the market on the downside. On the upside, it's probably going to trail the market. So this is a case where you look at your money just sitting there. It's a classic example of a value trap where the stock's cheap and it's likely to stay cheap. So I don't think anyone looking at the stock needs to really fear about waking up tomorrow or next week and seeing the price drop 20%. There's certainly nothing I see on the horizon that's going to cause that. But I think a year from now, people might be looking at the stock thinking, man, I wish I'd put my money in something else.
And that's why we're encouraging them to put their money in something else. It's the sell of the week, Intel, ticker symbol INTC. As a quick reminder, the buy of the week yesterday was E-Trade Financial Corp, ETFC. And the guest of the week, this week and every week, Charles Roteblatt, editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky. Follow him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, we're just getting started on the February the 19th edition of Money Live, so stick with us because we've got a lot more to get to. Coming up towards the end of the show, John Buckingham from The Prudent Speculator. Always great to have him living the money life. So you live it too.